You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Yo, what up? It's DK. Thank you so much for listening to the Mixing Music Podcast. I just want to do a quick plug about Antares and Auto-Tune. Antares makes the original industry standard Auto-Tune that we all know and love the sound of. We are sponsored by them, so if you visit mixingmusicpodcast.com/Auto-Tune, we do get a small kickback from every purchase. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Please enjoy this episode.
One, two, three.
Yeah! Hello, you are listening to Mixing Music. I'm your host, DK, and today we're going to talk about failure and fear and how that plays into our career as mixing engineers. Now, if you are a recording engineer, I've said this before in the past, if you're a recording engineer or a mastering engineer or a producer, you can still benefit from this episode. But I will be focusing on what I do and from my perspective, which is as a mix engineer. So what about failure and fear can we learn today? So one thing that I do want to say is that fear is the one reason why we refuse to do something, right? Why do you not already have a YouTube channel if you've been thinking about it? Why have you not been promoting your Instagram if you've been thinking about it? Because fear of rejection, fear of failure, right? We need to realize that we have fear and we need to overcome. We need to not be scared of failure. A little story about me. So I moved to Utah initially for school, but I ended up staying for business as I started a few companies out here, some non-music companies and some music companies. I have failed 4 businesses already. So I don't know if you know this, and I don't want this to take away credibility, but I'm 25, I'm young, and I've already failed 4 businesses. I've lost hundreds of thousands of dollars in broken deals, bad deals. And I've also had good deals, and I've had successful businesses. I'm currently working on another business right now outside of mixing, which is specifically podcasting. My company is called, I'm one of the owners, the 3 owners of the company, and it's called LaunchPod Media. There's a website, launchpod.media, and we help start companies to start, launch, and maintain successful podcasts. Because I love podcasts. So I was like, yeah, the main owner is one of my great friends. We lived in Japan together for a minute. And he has a podcast on his own that did really well. He's a total analytics freak. And he needed someone that was more technical, sound-wise, as well as good at general business management. And hey, that's me, right? But we're doing well now. The company's doing well, like especially with that company and my mixing stuff. Like I get a lot of work done, and there's a lot of potential income to be made. But a lot of people, because I'm so young as well, a lot of my friends, the people that I hang out with, that don't do music, even or people that do music. They're like, hey, DK, and I'm not trying to say this in like as like a humble brag or anything like that. This is not me flexing on you guys. This is like genuinely just me sharing you my experiences so you can learn from them. All right, DK, why are you doing so many things? How are you able to do so many things? How are you able to keep up? How are you able to, in their eyes, find success? Now, in my eyes, I think success is defined differently. But in their eyes, they ask, like, why are you so successful? And the big thing for me is the fact that I have failed so many times in the past, and I'm not afraid to fail again. I like so many of my friends that ask this question or these types of questions, they don't realize like, yo, I'm a failure. Like I'm an outright failure in so many ways. Like I have so many dead projects that will never be revived. Like I have so many companies that like I am just not, nothing's going to happen anymore. Like we can't, like it's a dead company. Like, yeah, those were wasted dollars that we invested in. Like I've had to fire a lot of people because we couldn't afford them anymore. I've been able to, and at the same time, I've been able to hire a lot of people over the years. I've been able to work with really great people, meet really, 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 really awesome people. But the fact is I figured out that I have fear, and I've realized it for what it was, that it was just fear, and that I just needed to be optimistic in the face of fear. So this is one of my favorite quotes. There's a religious man. His name is Gordon B. Hinckley, who is quoted for saying, courage is optimism in the face of adversity. I probably butchered it, but it's something like that. And I really believe that. I think that for us to have courage, we need to be positive, even though things are looking down. And especially for us, if you're an entrepreneur or like a freelancer for what we do, especially in this field of work, it's typically freelance work. If you got a stable gig for working for a company and you have like a yearly salary, oh my goodness, like I am jealous of you to a certain degree. But like, yo, like this applies to all of us. We have fears that keep us from growing. We don't want to fail. Nobody does. I don't want to fail. I've just gotten comfortable with the fact that I will fail, you know, and you got to realize that. We all got to realize that. And I have failed many, 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 many times. At certain times I failed as a father. Certain times I failed as a friend. Certain times I failed as a son. Certain times I failed as a partner, a beer work partner. Certain times I failed as a basketball player. Certain times I failed as a mixing engineer. Like I have failed in so many different ways and I acknowledge them. But you know what? You know what it comes to? You know what keeps me staring, looking failure in the eyes and keeps me going? Again, I'm gonna keep talking about this. This is gonna be a common theme, is gratitude. I am so, 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 so grateful of all the opportunities given to me. Okay? I am so grateful to my parents. I am so grateful to my teachers, my schooling. I'm so grateful, so, so grateful for my wife that like allows me to do this. Like I'm straight a punk. Like I'm gonna be honest, I'm a punk and she allows me to be a punk. I'm so grateful for my partners, the people that believed in me, my investors, people that believed in me over time, even if I did fail them. I'm so grateful that I was even given the opportunity to learn by starting these companies. I'm so grateful to be doing this podcast. Like, I'm grateful that you're listening. Like, this gratitude, the fact that, like, I'm glad to have given the opportunity, that's what makes me keep going in the face of fear. Right? Gratitude is everything. Gratitude is what gives us joy and satisfaction in our life. And I will say having this gratitude is a big part of what you're going to need to overcome fear and failure, or the fear of failure. I recommend following a guy on Instagram. His name is Gary V. Gary Vaynerchuk, or I think that is his name. He's one of those entrepreneur motivational speakers type guy. He talks a lot about gratitude. That's one of his big things. And I am just so on board with that. So on board with that. He is the man. And gratitude is everything. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Nobody deserves anything. You didn't deserve anything. There is not a single thing that you deserve. Right? Everything that you have was given to you because someone above you, older than you, has worked for it and earned it for you, or you have earned it yourself. But there's a difference here. Knowing that you earned it yourself can turn into pride. Did you really earn it yourself? Who were your mentors? Who helped you along the way? Who gave you feedback? Who was part of the group that you hung out with? Who did you tell your success experience to, and who gave you the confidence to keep going? Who helped you when you were down? Nothing you have ever done was done by your own power and your power alone. Okay? So I'm an Eagle Scout. I know it's really nerdy. I'm not like talking about it all the time, but I do want to share an experience from this. Most people that get their Eagle Scouts are, their mom does it. Like, I'll be honest, like their parents do it for them. Like, they don't do it like a 14-year-old kid, 15, 16-year-old kid, like 17-year-old kid. They're not going to do like a big project, like an Eagle Scout project. I don't even know if you guys even know what that is. Like, Boy Scouts is kind of like a dead thing in America, but what we have to do a project that's pretty intensive, and we have to plan it out and do a big report on it and plan for it. And it's just a service project. And that's what I did. So I went to an old folks home. I provided entertainment for the evening, which was a talent show that I had people sign up for. I built a couple of picnic tables out in the backyard. We planted a vegetable garden. And it was a lot of work, and I needed a lot of help. Now, my mom does not speak a lot of English because she is Japanese, and Japanese people suck at learning English. It's okay. I can say that because I'm Japanese. And I lived in Japan, and yes, their English education is terrible, and I don't know what it is, just because of the difference in language barriers, but yeah, Japanese people suck at English, and my mom is definitely one of them. And some Japanese people are really great, so don't take away from that. But I do want to say that she wasn't able to help me at all. My dad was a busybody. Like, he was a workaholic. Like, he was never home. He never helped me. So I had to write this huge, huge, like 30-page, like for me, like I did it when I was 14. So I was a 14-year-old boy writing like a 30-page analytical, like not like research paper, reciting my sources. Like, this is what I'm going to do. Here's my exact, and I had to go down, and the guy that I had to get my project passed off by was like notorious for being a jerk and like being a real stickler for details. So I did like this huge, I did over 200 hours. No, I don't remember the exact number, but I did so many hours of research for just this stupid little service project. And yeah, because I put work into it, I felt good doing it. It felt extra good finally finishing it. But even then, even though my parents in general did not help me with this, I am still so grateful for the fact that they did help me a little bit in their small ways. My mom was very emotionally supportive. My father pushed me. The volunteers that helped me, like, grateful. I still, like, even though I could totally claim that I did it 100% on my own, I won't. And I will never claim that I did it on my own, because I couldn't do it on my own, because I had volunteers that helped me. I had friends that were willing to go along the distance with me. My parents weren't even in town. My parents were both out of town the day of my project. Like, how stupid is that? They were both out of town. They weren't even in the state. And I was babysitting my siblings when the day of the project. And some family friend of mine picked me up, went to go to Home Depot to buy all the lumber after finally raising enough cash for it from people that volunteered. And we got it done. Yeah, I did a lot of the work. Yeah, I should and be able to claim. I have every right to claim that I deserved my award. I deserve it. I earned it. But I know that I didn't do it on my own. I know I didn't do it on my own. I couldn't have done it without other people's help. And that was a really, really long tangent. But I just wanted to prove that nothing that you do can be done on your own, and only on your own. Some emotional things have to be done on your own. Some habits have to be broken or made on your own. Yes, I acknowledge that. Most things that have lasting impact on your life cannot be done alone. So quit trying, because that is mentally unhealthy for you. You need to ask for help. You need to realize other people have value. You need to realize you don't deserve squat nothing. You don't deserve anything, but you have every right to earn anything. Does that make sense? Am I being clear? Nothing should stop you. Nothing should exist in your path that you cannot climb over. You may need help. You may need support. You may need talent that you need to develop and grow over time. Whatever it is that's holding you back, you need to earn that. You cannot feel like you deserve it. You need to be grateful, and you need to face failure in the face and realize, I'm ready. Teach me. Let me learn. so I don't ever have to do this stupid mistake ever again. Recognize fear for what it is, as a stupid emotion that's keeping you from doing something. And stare it down in the face and slap that mofo. You tell fear, nothing's gonna bring me down. And end it with a bunch of things you're grateful for. I've heard people keep a gratitude journal where they, every once in a while, especially when they're feeling down, I have a couple friends that do this, that write down everything that they're grateful for in a notebook. They don't ever share it, but they just go down a list. They just, everything that they could think of off the top of their mind, they just start going down. And you could do this right now. You can do this right now. Go to your phone, go to the notes, and start just listing everything that you're grateful for, everything that you've learned, all the failures that you've had, and like everything that you feel like you earned on your own. What are you grateful? What are you grateful for? And that list will help you. Your emotional state will be elevated, and you will be motivated to keep going. I really believe this, and I know that you have every power to do that yourself and to continue to grow. Okay, wow, we made it. That was a pretty intense episode and intense episode ending. And yeah, if you have any questions, feel free to email me at dkmixes@gmail.com or DM me. I prefer DMs, to be honest, at D-E-E-K-E-I mixes, dkmixes. Follow me on Instagram, send me a message, and let's get a conversation going. Let me help you figure out what you need to do. Also, if I said this at one of the first episodes, but if you want some advice on your mix, feel free to email me an MP3 of your mix, and I'll just take a listen to it, you know, and maybe give you some words of affirmation that you need, and also be realistic. I'll give you feedback. I'm a busy guy, but we'll make it happen. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. You have been listening to Mixing Music.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by LaunchPod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with LaunchPod Media. Yo, what up? It's DK. Thank you so much for listening to the Mixing Music podcast. I just want to do a quick plug about Antares and Auto-Tune. Antares makes the original industry standard Auto-Tune that we all know and love the sound of. We are sponsored by them, so if you visit mixingmusicpodcast.com/Auto-Tune, we do get a small kickback from every purchase. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Please enjoy this episode.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that enables your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.